And imagine this, if you can, an unexplained pain in your eye so excruciating that suicide seems a reasonable option. And now imagine that in addition to that pain, doctors don't take you seriously. They're convinced you're making it up. They refer you to a psychiatrist. Well, some people suffering from something akin to dry eye know all about this. Science writer Bryn Nelson explores the condition in his article In the Blink of an Eye, which appears in a recent issue of the online journal Mosaic. Bryn, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Could it really be that bad, the eye pain, that it would drive people to the brink of suicide?
Yes, actually, it could. And in fact, in researching this story, I heard again and again from patients and researchers who knew of people personally who had committed suicide or who had attempted it. So, in fact, there are entire forums, online forums for people kind of urging them to hang on and to get help.
So talk about the pain. What does it feel like?
Well, how it was described to me from several patients, one said that it was like having jagged pieces of glass sticking from your eye.
Oh.
One said it was like having a knife repeatedly stabbing her eye. You know, so very gruesome, very descriptive terms, barbed wire, just a very sharp, kind of consistent, unrelenting pain.
Here's the fascinating thing about this. Those people have this razor-like pain in their eye, and they do the reasonable thing. They go to the eye doctor, and they say, look, this has been bothering me for a really long time. And the doctor looks at them and says, well, I don't see anything wrong. How is that possible?
Right. And there are a couple of reasons for this. And one of the reasons is that ophthalmologists, often look for signs that something is wrong. So if you have a cataract, if you have glaucoma, things that they can see that there's something definitely wrong. With this particular eye condition, the hypothesis is that it's actually related to the nerves right behind the cornea. And you can think of this as kind of like a forest of trees, and you have maybe dysfunction or damage at the smaller branches or even the leaves kind of right behind your cornea. And so your cornea is jam-packed with these nerve endings, but it's very, very difficult, or it has been very difficult with the existing technology to actually see that. Mm. So the ophthalmologist would go through the usual standard tests and say, well, your vision is fine, so, I can't see anything wrong, so I can't help you.
So then what? I mean, these people say, okay, they go back home and they still suffer and they're sort of driven underground with this pain.
That's right. And, a lot of them have gone through doctor after doctor after doctor. And, it's not until that some of them go to pain specialists who have dealt with this more often that they're able to get some relief. One of the researchers who's been kind of leading the way now is named Perry Rosenthal, and he's a Boston area ophthalmologist. And he basically had, said to these patients, look, you're not crazy. I think there really is something there.
And Perry Rosenthal is 82 years old. He's known as the inventor of the gas permeable contact lens. Tell us more about what he thinks is wrong and how it's sort of not jiving with what the industry thinks.
Right. So Perry Rosenthal had a big hand in sort of modernizing contact lenses and also a sort of an oversized contact lens called the scleral lens. And the scleral lens rests on the white part of your eye, not your cornea. The white part is much less sensitive. And so a lot of patients that couldn't tolerate anything on their corneas could tolerate this. And Perry became kind of fascinated with the idea of chronic eye pain after a patient came to him and was fitted with one of these lenses, these oversized lenses. And traditionally, ophthalmologists would say that she had dry eye disease. And so what that means is that her eyes feel dry. But Perry's thought was, even though her eyes felt dry, they may not actually be dry.
There were still tears on them.
There's still tears. That's right. They're still wet. And so instead, his idea was, well, maybe there's this faulty system, kind of alarm system. Your eye has this alarm system, and pain is a very effective alarm. It says blink or cry to get something out of your eye. But sometimes that alarm system can go awry. And so you may have it always be on, or it may be triggered much more quickly than it should be. And so his idea was, well, maybe the fault really lies with this alarm system, and that eyes that feel dry aren't necessarily dry, that it's an underlying condition that has to do with your nerves that are damaged or altered, or there's some sort of a disconnect between the eye and the brain and your pain signals.
Sounds almost like a phantom limb. If you had an arm amputated, it still feels like your arm is there even though it's not.
That's exactly right. And in fact, other research has shown that even some people who have their eyes removed still feel the pain. So, you know, even removing your eye to alleviate the pain may not be enough. And that suggests that there really is something that's more nerve-based here. And, you know, I want to be clear, it hasn't been proven yet, but I think a lot of ophthalmologists are now saying, you know, there is something here. We haven't done enough for people who are in chronic and severe pain, and this is something that we should look at.
Right. And let's go even further than that. Dr. Rosenthal has tried to get his papers published in scientific peer-reviewed journals. They've been rejected, and he is not an uncontroversial figure in the industry, as we've said. But where is this conversation taking us about how we can treat an extremely excruciating problem?
Well, I think, you know, what you've seen in the last couple of years is just an increasing awareness that that we do need to treat this more as a sort of chronic condition. We haven't been very good about treating chronic pain, except for the last few years where we've made strides in understanding and treating, you know, chronic back pain, chronic neck pain. And this is no different. And so I think, you know, what people are saying is it really requires more of an interdisciplinary approach, that you're pairing up ophthalmologists with pain specialists and others to really get a sense of, you know, what is actually causing this, and, you know, can we try some of these, more effective treatments, treating the nerve condition? You know, some people have had success with moisture goggles to try and make sure that the tear film remains moist.
In your reporting for this story, you found these online communities where people will write about this terrible pain that they're feeling. There was one woman who was not only a sufferer of a milder form of the eye disorder, but also a suicide counselor. How common is this problem?
The problem is we don't really know how common this problem is because it really hasn't been studied. And, you know, to study it, I think, you know, people have to acknowledge that it's real. And, you know, we're just getting to that point of ophthalmologists saying, you know, maybe these folks aren't exaggerating it. You know, maybe this is a real thing that we need to take more seriously. And so kind of by default, you know, some of the leaders in the community have had to be, you know, suicide counselors. And so Rebecca Petras, who's in Washington State and runs one of these sites, would get these calls repeatedly from folks. And so she's tried to kind of match them up with ophthalmologists and other doctors who might be able to address their condition.
And to be fair to these doctors, because I don't think anyone would want to accuse a doctor of just sort of like not caring that somebody had this pain. But like, what's so complicated about this issue that the doctor just doesn't have an answer?
Absolutely. Ophthalmologists do lots of wonderful things in treating all kinds of eye conditions, so I certainly don't want to demonize them in any way. But I think, you know, this is just one of these conditions that it's just harder to visualize. It's harder for us to see pain. You know, if you have an infection, if you have glaucoma, if you have a cataract, there's usually something very visible there. And I think what people have been struggling with is that there's such a disconnect between the signs of disease and the symptoms. The symptoms are so severe. But when you look at someone's eye, you know, even going through the standard test, you may not see anything. And so what that suggests to a lot of researchers is we need better technology, and we just need to make a commitment that we're going to really get to the bottom of this.
Bryn Nelson, you remind us that the eye is perhaps the most sensitive organ in the body. You know, you just wake up in the morning praying that you don't have this sort of pain in your life. You're a science writer, Seattle-based, author of In the Blink of an Eye and the online journal of Mosaic. Bryn, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.